This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
It's time for Blown Off. We have Natalie on the line. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning.
Hi, hey. Natalie.
How you doing?
Hey. I love you guys. Love your show.
Oh, well, we love you too. Thanks so much for listening. Are you having some guy trouble?
Yeah, and it's kind of my own stupid fault, I think. But I don't know. I don't know what I did wrong.
All right, well, tell us what you think you did right, and then we'll see if we can figure it out from there.
Derek and I, his name's Derek.
Okay.
We had a date. We'd been communicating, like we met online.
Mm-hmm.
And we got having a couple of cool phone conversations, like that would go on for like an hour.
Great.
That's cool.
We were really hitting it off, so we went out. Well, we didn't go, maybe I messed up. I don't know.
Okay.
He said he had this like campfire pit in the backyard, and I seen pictures of it, and so he was like, "Why don't we like come and we can do some shrimp skewers and we can."
Oh, that's nice.
It was really cool. I mean, he really did it up. So we had like shrimp and salad, and we did s'mores afterwards.
How fun! All right, well, that sounds like a great date.
It was great, and he got his apartment was like nicely decorated. It wasn't like smarmy bachelor pad. It was like very cool. We really hit it off, and
are you okay?
What?
I'm not a first night girl normally, but like everything was just like so great and perfect that I ended up spending the night.
Okay, well that's all right. Okay.
So you spent the night with him at his apartment on the first date.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. And then what happened after that? I'm guessing you never heard from him again?
Yeah.
Does he just think I'm a big hoe or something? But, like, in the morning, everything seemed fine. I mean, we were kind of doing the, okay, this is a little weird, but sent him a couple of messages, and I've left him a couple of voicemails, and I haven't heard from him in, like, a week, and I'm like, do you not remember that whole, like, awesome night that we had?
Yeah.
And right.
All right, Natalie. Listen, we'll call Derek for you here in just a minute, okay? And we'll try to figure out exactly what's going on, why he's blowing you off, all right?
That would be great.
Yeah,
thank
okay.
You.
So we're gonna call him up and find out, why he's not calling her back. Although it seems like, he got what he wanted. So
yeah.
Let's see if that's the case. Here we go.
Hello.
Derek.
Yes.
Hey, how's it going, Derek?
Oh, all right. Who's this?
Derek, it's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE in Jacksonville.
Hi, Derek.
Hi. I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well,
we're award-winning radio hosts. We host a morning radio program.
And
all right.
We just wanted to talk to you on the radio program. Is that okay?
I suppose, sure.
Cool, okay, listen. Great.
We had a question for you about Natalie. Remember Natalie? Shrimp skewers, s'mores, Moscow mules in the backyard?
Yeah, I remember Natalie.
Cool.
Okay. Can you tell us why you're blowing Natalie off?
It's only been like a week.
Right, but she says that you haven't called her in like a week after you guys spent a wonderfully romantic night together.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So that seems like a negative thing.
That was a pretty awesome night.
Why don't you want to call her back again then?
This is going to sound odd. She doesn't like pizza.
She doesn't like pizza.
She doesn't like pizza.
Is pizza a person or your dog or something? Or are we talking about round?
No, pizza, the food product.
That's the literal reason why you're blowing her off.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't appreciate something as beautiful and simple and...
What?
I mean...
What?
You're blowing me off because I don't eat pizza?
Excuse Natalie?
Yeah, you're what?
Pizza is kind of a large portion of my life.
Yeah, evidently. Hang on one second, you two. Derek, is that the only reason? Is that she doesn't like pizza? Because as we pointed out, it seems like you guys had a really good time.
We did, and it's like I say, it's not pizza specifically. It's the larger implications of that.
What are the larger implications of her not liking pizza?
What does that mean?
Well, good. good Lord. I mean, what am I going to find out next week? She doesn't like puppies or kittens or something. There's just something, I think, fundamentally flawed there. Sure, I can understand. I don't want pineapple or something.
Natalie, okay. Are you like allergic to it, or you just don't like to eat it? Or is there like a reason?
I mean, is that true that you don't like pizza?
I do not like pizza. I don't. I try to eat healthy. I try to, you know, keep my carbs to a healthy
right
level.
But aside from the health part, like,
so
do you like it
thing, it's not it can't be a taste thing.
Like, I like a lot of vegetables. I like very clean.
Okay, so
vegetables.
you don't like pizza. That's a true statement.
I'm not a pizza, right.
How did this come up in conversation? I thought you made shrimp skewers or something.
We did, but like after, it's like it was starting to get late, and he was like, I'm feeling kind of noshy again, and there's nothing else in the fridge, and so he said, let's order a pizza, and I was like, eh, not so much, I'm not really feeling the pizza.
So that was it? That was like a deal breaker for you, dude?
Really? What else are we going to do at like 2 in the morning?
I mean,
I can think of
sleep?
A couple of things.
I don't know.
So you don't like a woman who doesn't like pizza. Why is it so important to you?
Well, mainly because I am a huge fan. And it would just be weird getting the sideways looks every time you having your favorite, you know? I don't need to feel guilty about eating pizza.
Okay.
It's just weird.
I'm giving you a guilt trip. I was just saying, I mean, if you want to shove your face full of all of that, you know,
Okay. Just that statement there.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, okay.
Hang on 1 second, you two. I don't know.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
This is the, you know, with the two of them, they actually seem like they're really perfect for each other.
Yeah, totally.
Also, I understand why they talked for hours, because it took them forever to say something.
I know.
340-9595, 800-475-9595. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess.